This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah calls for stronger connectivity and integration in BIMSTEC region. Nepal and India announce operationalization of cross-border payment system. Nepal reached final of Asian Games cricket qualifier after defeating Oman by 8 wickets. And US Defense Secretary Hick Seth criticizes European migration policy in D-Day speech. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has described BIMSTEC as a dynamic platform for regional cooperation that reflects the diversity, vitality and shared potential of the Bay of Bengal region. In a message issued on the occasion of BIMSTEC's 29th anniversary, Prime Minister Shah stressed the need to strengthen connectivity in transport, trade and digital networks to promote deeper economic integration among member states. He said the long-term strength of BIMSTEC lies at its people and called for greater efforts to promote tourism, create opportunities for youth and entrepreneurs, and enhance resilience to climate change and natural disasters. The Prime Minister reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to working closely with member states to build a more connected, resilient and prosperous BIMSTEC region. In a separate message, Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Canal praised the progress made by BIMSTEC since its establishment in 1997 and highlighted the importance of the BIMSTEC Charter in strengthening regional cooperation. Nepal and India have agreed to further strengthen bilateral ties through development partnerships, enhanced connectivity and cooperation in areas of mutual interest. During talks in New Delhi, Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Khanal and India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar reviewed progress on ongoing bilateral projects and discussed ways to expedite their implementation. The two sides jointly announced the operationalization of person-to-person cross-border payment transactions under an agreement between Nepal Clearing House Limited and the National Payments Corporation of India. They also marked the completion of 84 post-earthquake reconstruction projects in Nepal, supported by India, and welcomed a new partnership on digital public infrastructure and language technology. The ministers of the two countries also discussed trade, energy, connectivity, water resources and people-to-people relations, reaffirming their commitment to strengthening Nepal-India cooperation. Minister Khanal is scheduled to return to Kathmandu today. Nepal's postal service has expanded its doorstep delivery services, providing citizens with passports, driving licenses and educational certificates at their homes. According to Jamuna Mishra, Director and Information Officer at the Department of Postal Services, passports are currently being delivered in 62 districts, with plans to extend the service nationwide. So far, nearly 3,000 of the 53,000 passports received by district administration officers have been delivered through this service. The department has also begun delivering driving licenses, with 687 people in 6 districts already receiving their licenses at home. Likewise, discussions are underway with Tribhuvan University and Purvanchal University to deliver academic certificates, including bachelor's, master's and MPhil degrees, through the postal network. The postal service is also handling the distribution of national identity cards, official documents, laboratory reports and insurance-related materials, while continuing domestic and international parcels delivery services. World Food Safety Day is being observed worldwide today under the theme From Burden to Solutions, Safe Food Everywhere. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, unsafe food causes around 866 million illnesses and 1.5 million deaths annually. Children under 5 are among the most vulnerable to foodborne diseases. WHO says many foodborne illnesses can be prevented through improved food safety, sanitation, hygiene, and access to safe water. The organization has urged governments to strengthen food safety measures and policies to reduce illness and save lives. Meanwhile, issuing a message of best wishes on the occasion of World Food Safety Day, Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisha Mehta had said the government is committed to strengthening public health by addressing foodborne diseases, describing them as a serious public health challenge. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has criticized European countries over migration, saying they are facing what he described as an invasion across their shores. Speaking in France during a ceremony marking the 82nd anniversary of the D-Day landings, Hegseth said Europe was now confronting different challenges from those faced during World War II. He referred to migrant arrivals in countries including Spain, Italy, Greece and Bulgaria, and called on European governments to take stronger action. Hegseth's remarks follow similar comments by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who recently linked migration to violent crime in Britain. The U.K. government responded by criticizing attempts to interfere in domestic democratic debates and noted that the victim's family did not want the case used to deepen social divisions. Russia has said Ukraine carried out an unprecedented attack targeting areas around St. Petersburg, while the city hosted the final day of an economic forum. The BBC cited regional officials as saying more than 140 drones were shut down over the Leningrad region. The city's governor urged residents to remain indoors, marking a rare security advisory since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces struck Russian arsenals at a naval base, describing the action as a response to Russian attacks. The development comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin said there was no point in holding direct talks with Zelensky to end the war. Now sports update. Nepal have advanced to the final of the Asian Games men's cricket qualifier, being held in Singapore after defeating Oman by 8 wickets in the semi-final. Nepal chased the target of 95 runs in just 9.2 overs, losing 2 wickets. Lucas Baum scored an unbeaten 44 runs, while Rohit Bodil remained not out on 21 runs. Kushal Burdil contributed 20 runs. Earlier, Oman were bowled out for 94 runs in 19.4 overs after electing to bat first. For Nepal, Karan Kesi claimed 3 wickets, while Sumpal Kami and Sandeep Lamisani took 2 wickets each. Both Nepal and Oman have already secured qualification for the Asian Games. Nepal will face the winner of this other semi-final between Hong Kong and Malaysia. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over Kushi province and the Himalayan region of the country. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Madhya province and the remaining hilly regions, while mainly fair weather is likely over the remaining Tarai regions. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kushi province and the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gundaki provinces. Similar condition is also likely to occur at one or two places in Madhya province and the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Hot day conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Madhya, Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah calls for stronger connectivity and integration in BIMSTEC region. Nepal and India announce operationalization of cross-border payment system. Nepal reached final of Asian Games cricket qualifier after defeating Oman by 8 wickets. And U.S. Defense Secretary Hegseth criticizes European migration policies in D-Day speech. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.